Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Here we are, fully assembled at this point. General at your service. Eddie's fired up for game two tonight. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander was in the pimp cup there in master control. You have Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, and Carter Freeman. He's coordinating your video back there at 105thefan.com and on Twitch. Okay, game two questions for the crew guys. Here we go. Kevin Harlan reported Luka was up all night sick after game one. What is the latest?
You want to know for me?
Yeah, whoever wants to answer. One of you.
Yeah, what I got from Mark Cuban was, again, I asked him this question. I said, Kevin Harlan said that Luka is fighting an illness. Is he off on this? Thanks. He says, that's news to me.
Okay, so that's news to Mark Cuban. Our Kevin Gray did a Twitter space earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And inside there, he said somebody told him, and he's been at the arena for like 3 years. Somebody told him that Luka was, in fact, sick on Monday night. Is there anything else to add to this, Chiafalo?
Well, then, yes, he followed up. KG followed up with the source that told him about the alleged Luka sickness. And apparently that source is telling KG that he being Luka, is fine in terms of, hey, yeah, he was sick, but now he is fine. He will be playing in game two. So there's no concerns about that.
No COVID protocols or any stupid stuff like that to get through?
Yes, yes.
Right on.
Perfect. Yeah, my source, who is Boban, of course, because we're besties, he said no pregame drinks today because they didn't want to upset the tum-tum.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they avoided that, but Luka's going to be good to go tonight, so we don't need to be nervous.
Well, that's fantastic. I guess the only thing left to resolve is the sports unsolved mystery right here. How would Mark Cuban not know about it?
I don't know. I mean, Mark's been really good to the show as far as every time I've reached out to him about stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that word did not get to him. You know, I can't believe that it wouldn't. You know, I mean, you know, Jerry Jones, I mean, these owners, they get full medical reports when, you know, before the game and stuff like that, you would ask. So, you know, yeah, I'm just, like I said, I mean, KG's got great sources, you know, with what's going on there. Kevin Harlan, how could you go against him? I guarantee they're going to talk about it tonight.
You know, I can't wait to tune in.
Yeah, Ali LaForce is going to say something about it. Kevin Harlan's going to say something about it. So
one of those things, you still want to make Mark nervous. Hey, boss, it's okay. It's not like Luka's going to miss any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had a little bit of tummy problems.
Maybe Mark's respecting his privacy, you know?
Yeah.
His privacy. If Luka didn't want to tell him, you know, maybe I don't want to talk about it. Just, you know, hope for the best. I kind of hope he is sick because that would be a good explanation for why he played so poorly and, you know, give you belief that maybe Andrew Wiggins can't lock him down. You know, Luka was just, you know, dealing with the case of the trot, something like that.
Yeah, man, you know how tough it is to drop 35 on somebody in the Western Conference Finals when you're dealing with the bubble guts?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Or just to go out there and run around up and down the floor?
Yeah. I'm clenching here.
Imagine getting a rebound.
You start Paul Pearson all over yourself. Remember when he crabbed himself?
Get the wheelchair out. Well, allegedly.
Well,
but
he crabbed himself.
We know he did. 573, is this a Luka gate? Might be.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting story. You know, I think the most interesting thing at this point is why Mark didn't know or you know, and what was he actually sick or is there something that, you know, they want to crush the story. They want to silence it sometimes. You know, you don't feed more information into a story that you want to go away. And if I'm Mark Cuban, I don't mind that story getting out if he was just sick. You know, it makes us look better. So, I don't know. Maybe Kevin Harlan, Ali LaForce, the sideline reporter, or Stan Van Gundy, or even Reggie Miller will unearth something further on this in the telecast tonight. Game starts at 8 o'clock, Brian.
Stan will give you the two-topping choice of the night.
yeah, Stan knows.
It's my two-topping special right here.
He's a meat lover's guy, I think, right?
All right, speaking of two, there are two games between now and our next show. What will the series be standing at when we resume broadcasting at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, gentlemen?
Ooh, okay. So I'm a Mavs and six guy coming into this thing. So you start piecing it together. I still feel like the Mavs can win the series if they say lose tonight. I will, but I'm going to have my Mavs confidence pants on all weekend. I'm going to be feeling good. I think the adjustments are going to get made. Luke is going to go from bubble guts to feeling like $1 million. He's going to be dropping dimes. The shots are going to fall. And give me Mavs 2-1.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Are we all going to go 2-1? Where are you at, Walchuk?
Walchuk, what you got, man? Walchuk's got that nervous look on his face. He's wearing the Mavericks t-shirt, so he's representing. He wants to show off that he is in full support, but he doesn't have that crotch-first vibe.
I don't, and I'm nervous right now. I really am. Because this Lucas stuff has me a little bit concerned.
A little bit queasy?
It does. Well, much like he was. I mean, we know how tough that is. You got to
be draining.
Yeah, literally draining. Because now all of a sudden you're dehydrated. And we've seen
alcohol does that to you too.
Pop an IV in there and rock and roll.
Allegations, Brian.
Broadus, I'm well aware of what the alcohol
does. Think Luca would party?
By the way, thanks a lot for inviting me to the Darty tomorrow, Eric. I'm not upset or anything.
You can't booze. I mean, come on.
You carried Wolchek around all day. He's not drinking.
He can't booze and he can't eat chicken wings. I mean, come on.
It doesn't mean that an invite just wouldn't have made my feelings feel much better. All right, I'm sensitive over here. You know that.
I thought you were doing Rangers baseball.
I am doing Rangers baseball.
So there's three reasons not to invite
you. But it's the thought that counts. Pick up your bleeping teammates every once in a while. 2-1 Golden State, guys. But it's going to be okay. The Mavs are still going to win this thing in six.
Okay. Broadus?
I think it's going to go back. I picked Mavs in seven. I think it is going to go back and forth. I'll go 2-1 Golden State.
2-1 Golden State. I'm going to say 2-1 Mavs. We're going to the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander, he will be breaking this tie. As Wolchuk and Broadus say, 2-1 Golden State. Chiafalo and Isaac.
Yeah, I see splitting it.
2-1 Mavs. Yeah. A split over the next two?
Yep.
And are you still feeling like the Mavs will win the series?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah. I think a lot of it was just the missed shots, and I know we've talked a lot about it over the last couple of days. So I'm expecting a tremendous amount of Mavs success and for us to be fully crotch first, busting out of the Wranglers coming up on Monday afternoon when we arrive. Okay.
That's Brett Favre's line?
Yeah.
Busting out of the Wranglers. Been thinking about you. Send you a pick?
No pick for pick? Yeah.
Rules are rules, Wolchuk.
Mama gave me eight of them flapjacks. I said, Mama, take away five of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
We are a crocked up show at this point, aren't we? Do you do crocs as well, Wolchuk?
You know, I do. Only
you gotta be careful with that one.
Only on a pool or a beach day, though. Otherwise, there's something that I'm not going to divulge yet. But we'll get to it in another.
You got a weird
six
thing
toes.
About crocs? What's going on?
I'm not
he's an anti-foot guy.
I'm an anti-foot guy.
Okay.
He hasn't seen his own feet in years.
I cover.
What does that mean, you're
an
anti-foot guy? You've never seen a sexy foot?
No.
I got some sweet photos in my phone. Just,
I know
it might change your mind.
I know how you operate, my man, and
I think you know.
You're right. You're right. There's probably a lot that I don't know, but I know that that area is one that you're very into, and it's not my thing. But teach their own.
Do you go socks and Crocs?
No, I won't do that because I got made fun of once.
And that I do it. I do
super,
the versatility.
Super self-conscious.
You sleep in socks?
No. I won't do that. But otherwise, they're on pretty much all day.
Okay.
You know, my problem if I don't do socks with any footwear is it starts sweating and it stinks really bad.
Yeah.
So I missed out on all the sandal, all the Birkenstocks, the Converse with no socks, all those looks. I just had to be like, no, I'll just stick with my socks and, you know, regular shoes, that whole deal.
That's hygienic of you. I think most people are that way. They just don't care.
I was shamed
through it.
I was shamed in high school. My bus ride. Yeah, it was traumatizing.
Yeah.
No, I think it's not a very strong message.
What is that smell?
Dawson, is that to you?
Oh, my God.
He sent a very strong, what, did he pull the bus over and say, get the hell off, kid?
Yeah. Well, like in the early to mid-90s, there were these really cool Nike sandals. You remember those?
Yes.
And the Tevas, that whole deal?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I begged my mom for a pair of those, and they were like $90 sandals.
Yep.
You know, so you get them, and you're all stoked, and you're like, crap, I got to wear socks with these. They pretty much, they went to waste. I should have just given them to
you
a friend.
You got to wear the black socks with them. Black Nike socks with those black Nike sandals. Yeah, we used to rock them like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I was hip to that whole deal, that option at that point. I didn't know there was an option, so I just, you know, went back to the sneakers. Okay, how much do you love not being on the air while the big games are on, Nosebleed Brethren?
Oh, man, what a blessing that has been. Like, one of the underlying, like, huge victories of this whole move.
Don't look at me. You speak to how, what a blessing that has been.
Oh, that's true, because Walchuk's still been doing these Rangers games, so I guess he's still been getting a little bit.
No, I will say I got to enjoy Game 7s, though. On Sunday night, Rangers played the day game.
Oh, yeah.
So both the Mavs and Stars, I got to consume all of that. So that was truly a blessing.
Yeah, because it was, I mean, there were times where we're literally like, you're trying to do the show, obviously.
Yeah.
But when you have these big playoff games, like it's one thing for like a Mavs regular season game or whatever, and it's on and you're kind of following along. But when it's these playoff games, it's like, dude, this is extremely difficult, and we found ourselves doing probably somewhat illegal play-by-play at times. And then
hard not to.
It's tough. Yeah. It's so nice being able to get home and know, like, I can just sit down, relax, and do whatever it is I want to do with the Mavericks and all of that jazz, and just be singularly focused on the game. Like, what a beautiful thing that is.
I will say, you know, even game one when the Rangers were playing, I mean, it's super difficult, but it was always fun getting to do the instant reaction and the Club Mavs right afterwards. Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. Club Mavs, you guys immediately went into that. Right.
So like even tonight, let's say the Mavs are able to be victorious, it'll probably be somewhat similar timing to when the Rangers are off the air. I will do an extra inning segment, and if we're getting enough good feedback, I will stick around and do a Club Mavs segment tonight.
Oh, I love that.
I will
Look at this. A man of the people. That's why you Tola right there. That would be outstanding. Yeah, that was one of the most annoying things when we did evenings, Lucius, as you very well know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because you don't want to talk about the game. You're there fishing for Cowboys fans, really, is what you're doing. When the game is on, you're like, okay, who loves the Cowboys and nothing else? Let me throw this line in the water. But during the playoffs or the Western Conference Finals or the finals, it becomes something that you can't look away from.
Mm-hmm.
And one game in 2011 conference finals, you had Mavs Thunder. Sean and RJ were down at the AAC. They were going to all the games. And they were going to do a post-game show from like the old number 7 club or whatever it was at the time. Well, so I was going to go on until like 10 or 11 or whatever it was. So I end my show and Lucius is like, hold on, they're not at their broadcast position yet. So they're watching the rest of the game when it clearly said they need to come on at 11 o'clock. So I just kindly asked Lucius to play a song for 5 minutes because I wanted to enjoy the end of the game too. You know,
yeah. I played this one. Dawson had his feet up. He had his Jordans up on the console. He said, I'm not broadcasting. I'm watching a game. I'm done. I'm not broadcasting.
Yeah, my shift is over.
Lucius better play a song.
Figure it out.
I'm not going to do anything. Yeah, figure it out. I'm done.
That was so petty and unprofessional of me. But you know what? I was jammed up. I couldn't watch the game.
Yeah.
And it's hard to like keep track of saying words and pay attention to a game at the same time.
I will say the most challenging thing for me, because there's no team that I love more than the Cowboys. The Cowboys are my heart and soul. They're my first love ever in life.
It's the only team that he will bust out a game day thong for as well. 100%. I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but there's a superstition involved with Walchuk, the Cowboys game day thong. He doesn't do it for the Mavs or anything else, but for the Cowboys, he will bust that bad boy out.
Wow, I bet you swallow that thing up.
Oh, you already know.
I'm toying like a toy back there. Yeah. But week two, Cowboys against the Cowboys against the Chargers. I was filling in. Nadell was off. So I was at the ballpark and the games were going on at the same time. And I was losing my mind, not being able to just focus on the Cowboy game. I probably flew down George Bush about 100 miles an hour.
There you go.
Just to try and make it back for the fourth quarter so I could try and watch that thing live.
Yeah, man, that's a real struggle of broadcasters. It is a lot of fun, but sometimes you miss what's the biggest thing going on because that team doesn't play on your air or whatever it might be. Would winning this series cancel out the crushing loss in 07 against the Warriors in round one that Dirk suffered?
Wow, that's a good question.
You exercise the Heat demons. The Heat demons have been exercised. Still hurts a little bit 06. You still hate D-Wade, but it's much better now.
Oh, it would definitely do. It would go a long way in masking that, I will say. But I don't know if you can ever take.
That was number one seed, right?
Yeah, that's a 1-8. That's like a legendary letdown situation.
4-2, yeah.
Dirk had an opportunity to finish his career at that point, then with two rings instead of one potentially. So I mean, I don't know. It would be a good Band-Aid, but I don't know if it would fully take the heartbreak away.
I would lean no. Just because these are two completely different teams. 2011 was somewhat, you know, at least it was still Dirk and Wade, and they were still the main stars of both of those teams from 06. So it really did feel like, okay, we got payback here. Mm-hmm. You know, Wade, you were gifted a title there by the Zebras in 06, so go bleep yourself. And here comes Dirk being able to get revenge on your home court, and that was amazing. This is two completely different iterations of both organizations now, really. I mean, there's been so much turnover since then. So I would lean more towards no.
Yeah, I'd say no. I'd say no.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, I was trying to heal, you know?
Yeah.
I like what you were doing.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Good attempt,
at healing.
Yeah, no,
maybe we need to try this again under the influence of some DMT.
See, that's one of those things like it.
Sold
it,
me.
It always reminds me.
I know a guy.
Sorry, Brian. Go
ahead. No, it always reminds me of this story. It's like those are the games you live with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, those are the ones that never go away. Mm-hmm. You know, when you had that opportunity. I mean, I'll tell you what the stuff about the 2016 Cowboys, that season of living that over there with them at, you know, DallasCowboys.com. And the chat, you know, all you had to do is win two home games. You'd won 11 straight games, and all of a sudden you lose to Green Bay. I get it, it's Aaron Rodgers. But you don't get those opportunities. You don't get the opportunity to be the one seed, you know, in the NFL. Usually if you're the one seed, you get the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. I know lately it's been a little bit of a problem.
67 wins.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you so much for enjoying that piece of content with us. And your text reaction has been outstanding. When we come back, it's time for the Woolly Bully to hit center stage. Where are you taking us today, sir?
Yeah, we got some reasons to be optimistic about the Cowboys 2022 season. You buying or selling these? Plus, it is National Pizza Party Day, fellas, otherwise known as National Stan Van Gundy Day.
Let's roll.
We got the top 10 most popular types of pizza in the U.S. of A. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite type of pizza? We'll do that next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Here we go. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Texting and driving, or drinking and driving, are both selfish acts, because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Frankel & Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333. And here he is, the Woolly Bully himself, Zach Wolchuk.
Thank you very much, Gavin, Brian, Eric, Lucius. How are you guys doing today?
Super.
Glad to be here with you. We will get into our top 10 list at 420 in just a moment, and I'd love to hear all the feedback from the Twolos, twitch.tv/DallasFanCam, as well as all of our Turn It On, Leave It On listeners, hashtag Tolo, 877-881-1053 on the truckwreck.com text line. National Pizza Party Day, otherwise known as National Stan Van Gundy Day now, as he is the Tostinos man. And
Tostinos?
I always thought it was Tostinos. I don't know, maybe this is a Mandela effect happening to me in real life.
Yes.
But we will do the 10 most popular types of pizza in America, and I do think there's one that's going to shock us all that is very, very high on this list.
Oh, a little 420 pizza party?
Yeah, but I want to know all of your favorite pizzas. But I do have three reasons for Cowboys optimism here on Your Home of the Cowboys. Are we buying or selling these, fellas? We'll go around the room and kick this around.
Well, let me ask you, are these the only three reasons to be optimistic?
There's always going to be more reasons.
Okay.
I'm just going to guess buy, sell, buy.
You're going to buy them all?
I'm going to go buy, sell, buy.
Okay, buy, sell, buy.
Buy, sell, buy.
Dak is still far and away the best quarterback in the NFC East.
Looking good there, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a purchase.
Buy.
That's a buy, right?
I think that's the one thing
we're
that is...
good.
I'm going long on that one with leverage. That's the one thing that's giving us confidence of, like, fending off the Eagles. I think that's what everybody keeps pointing back to. Like, if you look at the off seasons, you can tell, okay, the Cowboys roster-wise have gotten worse. That's indisputable. And to the same effect, the Eagles have, on paper, added a decent amount of talent. The rosters have now gotten pretty neck and neck. The one thing that sets you apart is Dak greater than signed Jalen Hurts. And so I think that's still very fair to say.
Right. And look, I think you can still be out on Dak for those of you that are, and I think we know that there's a lot of people that are, but he's still the best quarterback in this division.
Yeah.
That's
your hope. There's no question about
that. Hope,
Carson Wentz is not good.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Who's going to catch him? It's more of an indictment on the division than maybe a tip of the cap
they
to
want
Dak.
100%.
They want to tell you Hurts, but they figured it out real fast.
It's
run
not
the
Hurts.
Ball. Run the ball for Hurts.
Number two, Dan Quinn and the defense in year two.
I'm selling that, dude. I think I'm selling that.
Oh, you jerk.
The only reason
look at this hater over here.
I'm not.
Are you kidding me?
I am selling it because the best thing about the Dan Quinn defense last year was what?
Turnovers.
Micah. Turnovers.
Micah. No, that's a good one.
Sure.
Too.
But putting when you look at a statistical category, it's the turnovers. That is something that is extremely volatile year over year. Do I expect Trayvon Diggs to have double-digit interceptions? No. Do I expect the ball to bounce into the defender's hands of the Cowboys more often than not like it did last year? Probably not. I mean, you still have Micah, who's a disruptor, turnover, forcer guy, and you do still have Trayvon Diggs. So maybe you can get fortunate again from that standpoint, but I'm just banking on history telling me, okay, the Cowboys had a historical turnover defense last year, and I just don't think they're going to duplicate that.
I think Leighton Vander Esch was heading in the right direction last year. I think Jonathan Ridgeway Is that who he is? Ridgeway?
John Ridgeway.
John Ridgeway. The one technique, along with Gallimore and Odighizuwa, give us better defensive tackle play than we've seen in a long time combined. They're better up the middle, and they're going to be better in 2022.
Jonathan Ridgeway, is that the Vanilla Gorilla? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
That's my guy. Yeah. Did you see his fade? Where is he from? He looks like he's from Dallas with that fade.
He's Arkansas.
He's got a big old fat chain on, too.
Yeah. Transfer from, Illinois. Illinois State. Yeah.
They got some real characters.
With sauce like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It happens.
Vanilla Gorilla.
Yeah. So every now and then, you
I love it.
He's the Travis Kelce of the one technique.
He is. Travis Kelce. What game was it that Travis Kelce was at? Was it the Suns game 7?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm optimistic. I agree. I think it's going to be tough to carry over the turnovers. We've seen in the NFL, to Eric's point, that doesn't necessarily carry over. But I do think that I believe in Dan Quinn, and I love a lot of the draft picks that they made on the defensive side of the football.
I'll say they're going to be more balanced.
Yeah.
It's going to be not this huge disparity between run defense and pass defense. I think you're going to see him be top 10 in both categories.
Ooh.
Run and pass.
That'd be terrific.
Yeah.
The last one will be toughness over talent. And clearly that was something that in the draft, that's what they went for.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted guys that would bring some nasty. They would bring some grit. They felt like they were bullied against San Francisco. They talked about that throughout the entire draft weekend when it came to their press conferences. We knew specifically in the trenches, the offensive and the defensive lines, that's what they wanted to do. And that seemed to be a theme with all of their selections.
I don't think you can change your DNA in one offseason. I'll say that. So I think they're in the process of bringing the nasty, but not yet. It's going to take us a couple of more offseasons to undo all the Jason Garrett-ing of this roster, Brian.
So it's a sell?
Yeah, I'm selling that.
Yeah, they've got to figure out what's going on at left guard. And maybe if you put the nasty guy there, and then what Lucius is talking about, the Vanilla Gorilla there, he give you a little toughness inside. I'm gonna sell too on that. I think it's gonna take another class or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and sell that as well. I think too much talent left the building, and how many of the guys that you drafted with the nasty are actually going to be contributors?
Not as rookies. You can't bring your special brand of nasty as rookies most time. You're just trying to figure stuff out.
Especially
and you lost
rounders.
Your enforcer in Lyle Collins.
Yeah.
That was the toughest guy on the team.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd agree that's a sell there. I mean, you don't want to see talent leave the building. I don't think that they got necessarily better from a talent perspective. But I do. I like the balance there on the defensive side. I think they did do a good job of filling out the roster.
Yep.
All right, let's slide into our top 10 listed 420 here. And shout out to the 817 who said, damn, why did y'all add this goofball to G-Bag? I love you, 817.
What about the 808 guy who says, I can't believe we added these corny bleep holes?
Oh, come on.
Which one are they talking about?
Me.
Oh, no, they were definitely talking about me, I think. It had to have been, 100%. But I appreciate that and I respect it.
Love you, 808.
All right, so these are the top 10 most popular types of pizza around the country, as voted on by America.
Okay, so this isn't necessarily toppings.
No, I thought about doing toppings.
This is stylistic pizza.
And then I went away from the toppings because we can save. I want to save toppings.
Stan Van Gundy's walk-up song.
He's very excited.
He's in the building.
Oh, this is such a good song. We can do toppings another time. So this is just types of pizza. And we've gotten some texts in. Some people are like, hey, pineapple does not go on pizza. Buffalo chicken from Crooked Crust in Denton.
Oh,
yes.
Whoa. Respect.
Adrian.
2 a.m. Buffalo chicken Crooked Crust pizzas while Chuck and
Dude,
I shared together.
They are delicious. 512, Canadian bacon, chicken, extra cheese, and jalapeno.
Canadian bacon is just ham, right?
Yeah. It's just,
okay.
Yes,
yeah. Or if you go Hawaiian, they'll do the, which is pineapple and Canadian bacon as well.
Spam.
It's not a real pizza.
Our buddy Kenny in Quinlan, meat lovers, thin crust.
Two shots of rock and roll tequila.
Oh, I can't wait to get to Kenny in Quinlan about an hour from right now. We'll be all doing shots of rock and roll tequila. Do we all, I mean, because I'm a thin crust, kind of crunchy crust dude. Like, that's who I am. It's what I do. I feel like we could all sort of appreciate that. And you know what we need to bust out? And we obviously can't do it now, but whenever there's something that we're just confident, we got a top 10 list at 10, we feel like number one, like it should be a no-brainer.
we do an on-three group deal where we all say what we feel like the number one is. So it's cookies. Maybe we all, in our minds, like it's Oreos, man. Okay, so then we go on three, one, two, three, in a team.
Oreos.
We just say what it is, and hopefully we're all correct.
Double
stop. Yeah, thank you, Gavin. You nailed it. So yeah. I think for pizza, we would have if we would have done it for pizza this time.
There, man.
What would we have said? I would have said thin crust.
Great timing.
I think Lucius would have said thin crust.
Yep.
I don't know what you would have said, Dawson.
I don't think it's close. I only think there's one best way to make pizza, and that's hand tossed.
Okay.
So we would have had one out.
It is fun when you see people actually.
Well, and
doing
I'm a crust guy.
Yeah.
So I like that. You know, the thin.
He's right.
You know, you don't get that extra.
You got
a breadstick basically
yes,
at the
mean,
end.
If you don't have the ability to hold the heft of the meats and stuff on top, thin crust doesn't do it, man. It just kind of bends it and all. No,
I like the crispiness of it though.
Yeah, I like the crunch.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I think it's
crunchy
a Dallas
breadsticks.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, give me that crunch.
Yeah. Okay, so number 10 is the works. Get a works. You just load that sucker up with everything.
That's all vegetable and meat, right?
That is, yeah. That's loaded up.
It's weird. Okay.
It's weird?
Yeah. Way too much.
What is that one called again?
I'm here for
the works.
Bread and cheese
so
and sauce.
So it's more than just a supreme.
Yeah. Bread and cheese and sauce. So you're not here for the meats?
Well, I have a meat, like one meat, a pepperoni.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't want a bunch of like peppers and different meats and everything interfering with the real genius of the pizza is the magic that happens between their three primary ingredients.
Is there one?
You just like the bread, right?
Yeah, the bread, the cheese, and the sauce.
Is there one topping you just can't have on a pizza?
Black olives. That's out.
Oh, yeah. Come on. What are you talking about?
So you don't like a supreme pizza?
No, I love a supreme. Minus just hold
black
olives. Okay. Black olives are for serial
what
killers.
What the hell are we doing over
there? That's the single most disgusting invention in food history. Yeah, I'm not picky. Black olives can go bleep themselves.
So how about
the 808 can.
You're not going to ride with me.
How about the grain olives? Would you eat those joints?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Whoa!
Like just not on a pizza.
Yeah, I'm just trying to eat. Just talking about eating, like while you're at the bar. Or
little martini.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a dirty
Lucius. Stuffed one is
dirty
stuffed.
Martini.
Yeah, yeah,
I think it's anchovies, hands down.
I never. Who eats the anchovies?
My dad.
No,
he's a sick man.
Really, Caesar salad. I see the anchovies, but not the.
Well, see, it's blended into the dressing. You don't even
know
it's there.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
But anchovies, you get slivers of that sucker on the pizza, and I've made the mistake. My dad's ordered them, and he loves them.
Yeah.
And you take a bite into that thing, and I want to throw up.
Yeah.
Those are crazy, but I will throw up from a mushroom on pizza or an olive. Yeah, mushroom or olive.
Okay.
I'm losing it, you know.
So we got the works at 10, which is basically a supreme that usually involves a wide variety of veggies. Number 9 is the supreme. Number 8.
Whoa, I thought the same thing.
Essentially, yeah. Number 8, we've got the buffalo pizza, which
that's
is delicious.
That's new.
Pretty good pizza.
That's new.
That's chicken.
It's fire, bro.
Chicken
and is the sauce the buffalo sauce?
Yes.
That's the deal. Yeah. Okay, so, Lucius is out.
Usually like pizza and wings in one.
It's usually a buffalo and ranch combo there.
No. Are we all ranch dippers on the pizza, by the way?
100%.
Not at all.
Okay, Broadus.
Garlic butter, maybe.
Okay, the garlic butter from Papa John's is a game winner.
It's the only thing Papa John's does well.
What?
What a hater.
That is a strong condiment.
Number 7, we got the Hawaiian pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Number 6, barbecue chicken.
Then again.
I lean buffalo. If I'm going to do a chicken pizza, I lean buffalo, but I have respect for
I can get down with the barbecue chicken. Number 5, we got the margarita.
I like the chicken with the bacon. It's like baked chicken on there with bacon on the pizza.
You get chicken bacon.
A
ranch
chicken bacon
pizza.
Ranch, yes.
Is that a club sandwich eating over there? What is going on there?
I've had that from Papa Murphy's.
It's just folded up.
It's got like a white Alfredo sauce with bacon and chicken.
Oh, that's pizza.
Yeah, that's stupid good.
Oh, yeah. The white
sorry pizza. If I spoiled something, Woolchuck.
No, you're good. Number 4 is the meat pizza.
Wait a minute now. We've got three of like the same pizzas on this list, don't we?
Meat.
How?
Well, like the Supreme.
Well, the Supreme, the meats doesn't have any veggies.
Yeah, it's just meat
lovers. We have slight variations on this.
Okay.
Number 3, which should be number 1.
Pizza Hut introduced me to that world.
Is the pepperoni.
Okay. Number 3?
Number 3.
Wow.
Yeah, because number 2, the top 2 here, America are, I mean, I guess we're just, they're plain people. Number 2.
Onion.
Number 2, this has to be because of the Californians, the veggie pizza.
What?
Boo.
Like, what are we doing?
I thought that was supreme.
Wait a minute. Where's this list? Straight out of Cali.
Number one is
California Pizza Kitchen.
Just a traditional cheese pizza.
The menu.
Yeah.
Number Kids one. Always want cheese pizza.
Yeah.
First time Abby had a birthday party, I made the mistake of not ordering a cheese pizza, and half the kids were like, "Dad, could you get me the cheese pizza?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "What? Cheese?" I'm over there peeling pepperonis off.
Yeah. We're all pep, and they're like,
"There are all these dimples on my pizza."
Yeah, one of the kids still threw a fit because she could see the grease from the pepperoni.
Nah.
Yeah, it was bad.
You hand him the ice cream and the pizza at the same time to kind of distract him.
Thank you, Woolchuck. 469, Gavin would throw up from eating an olive but not drinking dip spit. Is that what I'm hearing? It's what you heard, sir. That's correct.
Or
yeah.
Ma'am.
Or a mushroom. You know, I only consume mushrooms that are like grounded up and put in capsules or made into tea. You know what I'm saying? That's how I like my mushrooms.
Yeah, with a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know,
or
then
you
they
put
really...
it in a slushie or something.
Yeah.
I might do it this weekend.
They really hit the spot at that point. Let's go around the NFFL, NFL or MFFL next in the nation.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Thanks, Lucius. Salute to Will Zalatoris there, the Birdman of Plano. He currently leads the PGA Championship at 7 under par. Justin Thomas is one off the pace. So there you have an update from the PGA Championship. It's time to go around the NFL or MFFL. Your choice. Brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I'll hit you with a quick Mavs nugget. Draymond Green saying in his Game 2 preview, "I think it'll get a lot more physical, but not testy or nasty, because we're not a testy and nasty team, and they're not a testy and nasty team. Memphis is, but that's not who Dallas is, and that's not who we are." I feel like Draymond Green could be if he was in that environment, but it's a team led by Steph and Clay. Do you want a testy and nasty team? I'll take it if I can get it. Yeah.
I'm not against being a little testy and nasty when the mood strikes.
Well, especially when you're the underdog. I think when you're the supreme talent, you're like, we don't even have to stoop to that type of game because we're just going to beat you.
Yeah.
But when you're the underdog and you're kind of scratching and clawing to get where you need to go, then yeah, let's have that in the arsenal.
I totally agree. It's a good underdog move to go extra physical.
And it should naturally kind of come out of you when you see Steph Curry dancing and doing his little shimmies and all that. I mean, that's got to get under your skin as an opponent when he's kind of just gloating in your face like that.
Yeah.
As long as it's not fake, you know? I mean, don't be the testy team.
Don't be fake tough guy.
Yeah, don't be fake tough guy.
Right, because you can always see right through that.
Yeah, don't be the team that tries to be that. You know,
you don't want
to
go.
I'd rather have the more talented team myself.
Sure, yeah. I feel like the more physical intimidator teams are trying to make up for a lack of talent.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what you go to. Like, okay, I'm not as good as this guy, but maybe I can out-athlete him or intimidate him. Here's Woolchuck with second down.
Well, I do think it is official, fellas. It's long been rumored, and all we're waiting on is this to just be signed on the dotted line. But the New York Post is saying that Fox is moving forward, making the Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen move official as their new number one team for this year. So they will have the duties of calling the Super Bowl.
Yikes.
So our Super Bowl this year on Fox is going to be Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen.
Until I think Greg Olsen's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not Burkhardt. I know.
Really? You don't like him?
I don't think so. There's just some too generic. I would say
that's fair.
Maybe he just needs more time to grow on me. I'm not quite sure. Here's Eric Chiafalo with third down.
Yes, sir. Zach Kiefer is reporting that the Colts are working.
What'd you say?
Zach Kiefer.
thought he said Keister too. Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Okay. Clearly thought I heard Keister.
I know. Walchuk just heard Keefe and started to be like, wait, where?
Chief Keefe? Where?
I don't blame him.
That's weed.
Looks like
that was for my 420 sag, man. Jokes.
The Colts are working to add veteran quarterback Nick Foles. So nothing is done yet, according to Mr. Kiefer, but there's a chance that it gets done by the weekend or early next week. Makes a ton of sense for both sides. Obviously, be the backup quarterback to Matt Ryan, and he would get back into the Frank Wright offense where he did a great job in Philadelphia. So, and then it's funny because that's where Carson Wentz was last year. So if you get Nick Foles, Matt Ryan goes down, Nick Foles steps in, plays better than Carson Wentz did last year for the Colts. That's just going to be, that could be the nail in the Carson Wentz coffin potentially.
Salt in the wounds.
Wish he had gone to Washington. Wouldn't that have been great?
Get that guy a straight jacket in Washington. Boy, it's going to be rough for him. All righty, Brian, what do you have for us third down?
Let's talk about Carson Wentz because they asked him about that because Colin Cowherd, Wentz was talking about that. Yeah, kind of caught him by a little bit of a blind side there by what Ursay said about him. He says, I struggled down the stretch there. The timing was poor. I didn't expect things to unfold the way they did. I thought things were in place there. I had an awesome relationship with every single person in that building except for Jim Ursay. That for sure. He says, I think the worst thing you could do is have a mistake and try to keep living with it going forward. That's what Ursay said in late March. But, you know, that's the thing. I mean, that Wentz said, hey, it's kind of like it came out of left field. He's entitled to his own opinion. He's entitled to do what he wants with his football team. So,
yeah,
you know, Carson Wentz is going to move on. He'll be fine. Ursay, you know, he got the quarterback that, you know, he wanted, you know, from Atlanta. They were able to swing that deal.
You lost to the Jags with the playoffs on the line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
However you think people felt about you, after that afternoon, there were a lot more people than Jim Ursay that were like, what the crap did we ever do giving up picks for Carson Wentz?
That's all you needed to say. You lost to the Jags with the playoffs on the line.
Yeah.
What the hell did you want us to do?
At home.
Wow.
At home.
First team to do that in NFL history. So between that storyline and what might happen with Nick Foles with the Colts, that could easily be the end of Carson Wentz.
Well, the Commanders and the Colts play each other on October 30th, too, ooh, so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes
out. How about a little bonus football coverage here from the world of soccer? Will you be going to World Cup games in 2026 if they do, in fact, come to AT&T Stadium?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we have to.
Bucket list.
We've got to do it.
We'll be there for sure.
We got to take our show on the road,
I'm about
guys.
To say remote, live remote. I think that's a no-brainer.
FIFA intends to announce the 2026 World Cup sides during a news conference in New York on June 16th. 17 U.S. stadiums and 16 areas remain in the bidding for the first 48-team World Cup, with Los Angeles area submitting both SoFi and Inglewood. The bottom line, there's 17 stadium candidates. 10 in the USA are going to get in. AT&T Stadium, Houston, a bunch of others. I would be shocked with the capacity, with the profile of that stadium if you miss out. This is a lock, isn't it? This is a lock. We might even get the semifinal or the final.
I'm hoping so, right? I think Reliant Stadium, if that's what it's still called in Houston, is our biggest challenger.
NRG.
NRG, yeah.
NRG, is that what they changed the name to?
I think it's going
to... I'm such an idiot. I'm sorry.
There's two decisions, I think, that are going to have to make. And it's funny because, Gavin, you and I were talking about, you don't see Orlando and Miami getting it, right?
I don't, no.
Okay, so with that being said, do you see, okay, Houston, they're going to have to make a decision between Houston and Dallas. I think they are.
Hmm.
And I think they're going to have to make a decision between the Rose Bowl and SoFi.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. So they're going to have to, it's somebody clearly is going to lose in this thing. I personally feel like that Houston's going to win this one.
You got massive, you think Houston's going to beat out Dallas?
I do.
You know, you have massive airports in both areas. You have great hotel situation. It's close to the border for tourists coming up from Central and South America. I think both are going to get it. I think other spots around the country are going to have to go without. All righty. Thank you so much. Around the NFL brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. When we return, it's time for the 5 o'clock hour. Bobby Belt's going to join you. Eric Nadel's going to join you here on The Fan. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.